Hello everyone. Lovely to see you. So we can go directly to awareness. Reality of awareness, the fact of awareness, this magical awareness. The vastness. The formlessness and the aliveness. Awareness stands on its own. Does not require anything. Everything refers to awareness. Every experience you're having this moment refers to awareness. Any thought which appears to you, any memory, any sensation, any question, any perception refers to this invisible. Awareness, this aware presence. One could say that our primordial experience is awareness. Our primal experience is awareness. And in fact, there is no other experience. There's no other reality. Anything that you get hold of and squeeze it and squeeze it until it dissolves in your hand. What remains is awareness. Even the absence of a phenomenal experience refers to awareness, being aware of the absence of phenomenal experience. And the presence of any phenomenal experience refers to awareness, being aware of a perception, a thought, a sensation. There's no reality whatsoever outside of the reality of consciousness. We can imagine other realities. We can believe in other realities. But our imagination and our beliefs are made out of awareness, are made out of consciousness. All rivers and all streams flow to the ocean. As they reach the ocean, they become the ocean. But even as they're flowing towards the ocean, the reality is the same reality as the ocean, the same substance, water. The sense of personal self. The reality of that sense of personal self is universal self, universal consciousness. Your reality is this formless knowingness. It is uncreated. Beyond creation, beyond conditions. Beyond causality. Form, the impression of form arises out of this formless presence, magically, because it is magical. Like hearing or speaking, these words. Sensing the heartbeat. The infinite forms. Like in your night dream, the infinite forms of the waking state arise out of the formless conceiver and perceiver. It is not the other way around. Awareness does not arise out of any phenomenal activity. Phenomenal activity arises within awareness and is known by awareness. Consciousness, awareness, reality does not arise out of the phenomenal activity of the brain or the world. The brain activity and the world is your creation. But as you believe that you are a separate self, as you believe that you are phenomenal, as you believe that you are a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, you are perceiving yourself as material, as phenomenal. You're perceiving your reality as being brain activity or body-mind activity. For no good whatsoever. It's a useless download, a useless belief. On the other hand, one could say it's just a game we're playing. What is the use of any game that we're playing? Just the fun. The joy of playing. So as long as you're enjoying the game that you are playing, why should there be any objection? If you enjoy the game of being somebody with a past and a future, with past regrets and sorrows and future hopes and ambitions. So be it. This is why it is sometimes said that there are no mistakes in reality. It's all perfect as it is. And if you are unhappy with your unhappiness, then you explore the way out of this unhappiness. Sooner or later, you realize that being a son or a daughter, being a personal body mind, is unhappy. And it is a belief. It is a costume that you put on every day without realizing that you are putting it on. What is it that suffers? Is it not the person? Because the reality which hears these words right now, the reality which knows it is, directly, that formless awareness does not suffer. Consciousness does not suffer. The stream that's making its way towards the ocean. And just flowing. Follows the riverbed. Is no issue because the stream knows itself to be water. I'm not going anywhere. I already am that. I am that. The home that I am seeking is my very self. I am water. I'm just flowing, gurgling. For no reason whatsoever. Maybe for the joy of it. So we live our life for the joy of it. We flow. We gurgle. We sing. for the joy of it. Because we know we already are that. We are the ocean. We are water. We are consciousness. We are awareness. We're not a female or male body mind. We're not flesh and bones or atoms and molecules dancing. We conceive and perceive every moment, every instant, magically. The mind makes a narrative. We like the narratives, so we make narratives. We entertain narratives. But the narrative is just a narrative. Look at me, I'm a huge river. Look at me, I'm a small stream in the Adirondack Mountains. Look at me, I am the Nile River. Narratives. Because in reality, it is water. We are the water. So beneath the costume that you are wearing, what are you in this moment? In this moment? In this moment?